Of course, basketball season is in full swing, and while the Phoenix Suns have dominated the NBA this season, there's another hoops team in town that has dominated its opponents for three decades, the girls of Seton Catholic Preparatory. And as I found out, its program and its head coach have become role models for female athletics. If Arizona sports has a dynasty, it's here at a small private school in Chandler.
I think everybody pretty much knows it's a dynasty, you know. I've never seen a program with as much success as she's had.
That is Seton Catholic Prep's assistant athletic director, Terry Licht, and he's talking about the school's girls' basketball program, which has racked up 12 state titles and has played in 17 championship games in the past 30 years. The she, he mentions, is the team's head coach, Karen Self, who's been here through it all.
I really feel like she is a pillar of Seton, and Seton would not be what it is today without Karen Self.
The boys' programs usually rule the roost at local high schools, but not here.
You don't see that love and respect for the girls' sport all around, especially just from other programs, even in the Valley.
That is boys' varsity basketball coach Raymond Patch, who says their inspiration comes from Self and her squad.
She sets the standard. She even helps set the standard for me with our conversations. We want to figure out, number one, how they did it, but also just build that level of consistency within our program and make sure we are mirroring their amount of work.
Karen Self was a four-year starter on ASU's women's team in the early 90s. Right out of college, she took the job at Seton to coach the girls, but almost quit after her first season.
I don't know if I can do this. Like, it was really hard losing that much, and I don't know if I'm any good at this. But I kind of waited too long to tell the school I don't think I want to come back.
So she stayed, and soon after began winning regional and state titles.
In my second season, I kind of felt like it clicked, you know, and what I was trying to get across to the kids really started to happen out on the court, and it just started to make sense. And yeah, it was like getting bit by the bug, you know. I mean, it's just been great ever since.
Eventually, she also took her economics degree to the classroom to teach macroeconomics and college level math at the school. In addition to juggling teaching and coaching, Self is also the mother of four children, including triplets. Days away from giving birth to them, she was preparing for the team's state title game. The doctor's orders put her on bed rest, far away from the sidelines.
And I just cried my way through the whole game, watching it on TV and seeing my team. We got down 10 early, and we just never recovered, and we ended up losing by 10. And then the triplets were born on that Tuesday.
Those triplets are now 20. Self has been at Seton Prep for three decades. She takes her team around the country for tournaments. She's won her division every season since 1995, racking up a dozen state titles and becoming one of the most prolific coaches in girls' basketball history. Self's juggling act, determination, and dedication on and off the court has certainly gotten through to her players, like senior Sasha Daniel.
She literally is such a role model, you know. She works so hard, and everything she does, she gives it all in, like, teaching and coaching and being a parent. So it's a great influence.
Daniel says playing for the Lady Sentinels is a point of pride for Seton Girls program that has set the standard for female scholastic athletics in Arizona.
Really nice to be able to make a name for our school, you know, so that people can hear us and be like, oh yeah, I know that team. They're good at softball, they're good at basketball or whatever. And it's really an honor to play on that team because it's like you get to be part of a legacy, you know, that people are going to talk about.
Self soon plays for her 13th state title, though she admits her young freshman-laden squad is a long shot to do it again this year. But there's one thing she teaches that could make all the difference, and it's much easier than AP macroeconomics.
If you can bring your defense every night, then it doesn't really matter if you have size or speed or perimeter shooting, if you can defend.
So hands up and get to your spot. And you can find this story on our website at kjzz.org. And you are listening to Morning Edition on 91.5.